Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Health and medicine reporter Lenny Bernstein from the Washington Post. It's Anna and Raven. What is social distancing and are we doing it right?
Social distancing is keeping yourself 6 feet away from any other person because that's the distance the virus can travel in the droplets that come out when you're sneezing or coughing or talking. What we want to do is reduce the number of people that you're spreading this virus to. The single simplest way to do that is to stay apart from other people.
I'm not sure what 6 feet is more to me, whether it's disgusting or impressive. I think it's probably both, really, is what I'm thinking.
It's true. In normal time, nobody thinks twice about it, right? Somebody coughs, somebody sneezes, nobody cares. But now 6 feet is like a critical distance.
Being a health and medicine reporter, you're gathering so much information. It's constantly being thrown at you. What have you seen so far regarding the coronavirus and social distancing that's been surprising?
I think one of the things I've learned is if we can keep the number of people that each person infects down, then we can smooth out how this virus spreads across our country. It is going to spread. It is going to happen. It is here. But what we're trying to do is to manage how quickly it moves through the population. If it moves through the population like Italy and there's this giant spike and everybody heads to the hospital at the same time, we've got big, big problems. No medical system can handle that. If we smooth it out by staying away from each other, they are going to have a better chance of handling the surge that is coming.
You know, obviously, Lenny, strains change year to year. That's why we get flu updates. Do we expect that to happen with coronavirus? Is this something that we could be dealing with year after year?
Great question. Two things about the flu. It tends to burn itself out in the summertime, right? And most importantly, there's a flu vaccine. In this virus, it's a completely different virus from the flu. So we have no guarantee that it's going to burn itself out. And we don't have a vaccine for it yet. We don't really know. And that's what everybody is worried about. What if this just keeps going? Eventually, we'll all build up immunity to it as we get exposed to it. But that could be a long period of time. They are trying to develop a vaccine, but that's about 18 months away.
One of the little wars going on online right now, Lenny, is the fighting between those that are adhering to the warnings and staying home and those that are going about their daily lives as they please. Do you see enforcement for this coming?
Well, the government does have those powers. They have chosen yet not to use them, giving you recommendations. But I hear you. You know, when I read these horror stories about people partying one on top of each other because they just don't think there's really a threat, they just don't think there's really a virus, those people are asking to get sick. If it comes to it, yeah, you might see a governor saying, okay, that's it. We got to lock you in your homes. But right now, they're ordering places where people gather to shut down and hoping that people will heed the call that way.
Wrapping up on social distancing, Lenny Bernstein of the Washington Post.
Listen to the scientists. Wash your hands. Stay home. Stay away from other people. If you're sick, stay home and get a test. If you got to sneeze, sneeze into your elbow. It's really basic stuff that we've been telling people for years about the flu, only now it's really, really important.
Lenny Bernstein is a health and medicine reporter for the Washington Post. Thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.